I came straight from work, so don't judge me, all right? I have a new job that requires a suit and tie, and it's really not me, so I feel really awkward. Like, I used to wear suits and tie all the time, but now, like, it's really hot, and I have to wear a suit and tie. But thank God I have a nice office with AC. But yeah, when we went out to like stroll around today, and it was super hot, and people were like, "How come we don't take your jacket off?" But the squad that I work for is really old school, so that whenever you're outside, it's a shell, you have to wear your coat. So it sucks, but oh well, I'm getting paid to wear a coat. Amen. People complain, but I praise God that I get paid for wearing a coat. Amen. So I came in kind of at the last where Pastor Shayla was sharing of putting on worship music when you're feeling kind of down. That's a good word. You guys better catch that, because a lot of times when we get sad or we get into like this like just mode of anxiety or feeling depressed and blue, we play that kind of music where it's like. I don't listen to a lot of secular music, but I had a friend who was he or she, I'm not gonna tell you who it was. He was really mad, and he was listening to like this crazy like rap that's like more depressing than even like he or she was feeling. And I was like, dude, don't listen to this. Like, this stuff is gonna make you really sad. No, it's not, and it's all sad. You know, he or she was all sad. But anywho, that was good. Thank you, Shayla, for that. That's really good, and we're gonna start. Let's start off by praying, can we? Yeah. Father, we thank you so much for today's word. We thank you, God, for your Holy Spirit that's in this place. I thank you for every person that's in this place. I thank you that we're not just hearers of the word, but we're doers of the word. I thank you for what's taking place. I thank you, God, for. Come on, just lift up your hands right now, and just, Father, we lift up Granny right now in Jesus' name. We call her whole in the name of Jesus. I lift up Isaac and Andy right now. I call them whole in Jesus' name. Lord, any sickness and disease that is trying to come and touch them, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. And I thank you so much for their lives. Anyone else who's sick, I pray against that right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on, give the Lord a hand tonight. Amen. Hey, so this week I was meditating on the life of Abraham, and Abraham is an awesome character, and I was reading Genesis 15, 16, and 17, and I was tripping out because I've never seen this before, and I want to share it with you guys, because sometimes as Christians and as young people, we get desperate sometimes because we know God is there, but we don't hear God. Has anybody been in that season before? Hey, listen, pay attention. God has a good word for you today, amen. If it's Shayla up here speaking, or Joel, or Paul, or anybody, or Joaquin, listen, we don't come to church for them. We come to church for God. Yeah. Amen? So sometimes I feel it's like I was sharing with Joel and Candace on Sunday how sometimes it's like church could be like a DJ request. Like, have you ever seen, like, you go to a party and then they go up to the DJ and say, "Hey, can you play this song for me, bro?" You know? And it's their favorite song. Can I have one, brother? It's their favorite song, and then as soon as their song comes on, then they start to dance. Yeah? But all the other songs suck. Only their song is good. Right? But that's how we come to, sometimes we come to church and we feel the same way. Well, if they don't sing my song, then I'm not going to praise. And they have like this DJ request. I trust me, I have old ladies and old men come up to me with little notes, and it's like, "Play this song, brother. It's number 53 from the hymnals," and and I'm like, "All right, we'll probably play it never, but praise God, you can sing it at your house, amen." No, I don't tell them that. I love on them, and I say, "Yeah, maybe one day." But listen, when you come to church, if Shayla's preaching, man, talk back and receive. You know, honestly, Shayla could go preach at a church, and she'll rock it. And I bet you there'll be some people like, "Oh, why is she preaching up there?" Right? Why is she preaching up there? Not this church, though. I could go and preach somewhere or preach here. "Oh, why is he preaching today? He's boring." Well, I don't care what you think. I do care what you think, but no, I really don't. I really don't. I care what God thinks, amen? Amen. Let God be true and every man a liar, amen? Amen? So I was tripping out on Abraham because he receives this promise from God, and we're going to go quickly to Genesis chapter 15, and we're going to start, Daniel, just flow with me. Everybody give it up for Daniel. Yeah.
Yeah.
Daniel's like the biggest encourager. He sends me like these 3 pages text, you know, in Japanese and English, and he's just telling me how much he loves me, and you know what was sweet? I'm gonna share with him, bro. He says, "Hey, when I get married, can we go on a double date? You, your wife, me, and my wife." Listen. If I had an older daughter, I would want Daniel to marry my daughter. He could wait for her, bro. She's only 5, but hey, you could wait 15 more years, brother. That was weird, right? No, seriously, like there's guys in this church that I would want my daughter to marry if I had an older daughter. So girls, listen, be like God. Don't look at the outward appearance. No, I'm just kidding. No, Daniel's a cute boy. For real, he is. So, sometimes, man, girls is like, man, I want a cute guy. And then they get the cute guy, and then the cute guy slaps him around, and, you know, get the nice boy. Come on. All right, we're getting off subject right now. That'll be another day. So Genesis 15, let's go there real quick. Let's go to verse 1, brother. It says now, after these things, everybody say the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision saying, "Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward." Verse 2. But Abram said, "Lord God, what will you give me, seeing I go childless, and the heir of my house is Eleazar of Damascus?" Then Abram said, "Look, you have given me no offspring. Indeed, one born in my house is my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, 'This one shall not be your heir, but one who will come from your own body shall be your heir.'" Then he brought him outside. See, we've all known this scripture, right? He brings him outside of the tent. We all know he makes him look up at the stars. Look, guys, look at the stars, right? Count them all. And he says, "Look now towards heaven and count the stars if you are able to number them." And he said to him, "So shall your descendants be." So, and he believed. Everybody say he believed. He believed in the Lord, and he accounted it to him, stay right here, for righteousness. Listen. Abraham receives a promise of God, and he believes the promise of God. See, many times we hear the promise, but we don't believe the promise because we're like, "Oh, this is too big," or "It's never going to happen to me." Or you start thinking of all, you know, "My dad was like this. My mom was like this. How am I going to be like this? I can't talk. I can't, you know, I don't look good. I'm too tall. I'm too short." Whatever the enemy comes and lies to you about. If we jump to Genesis 16, and we're going to go real quick, and we're going to go to verse 15 here. Now check this out, guys. So Hagar bore Abraham a son. This is not Sarah, his wife. This is another girl he had. And Abram named his son whom Hagar bore Ishmael. Look at verse 16. Abraham was what? 86 years old when Hagar bore Ishmael to Abram. Now we're going to jump to verse chapter 17. I want you guys to see something. He was 86 years. Now, when Abraham was how old? What's 99 minus 86? 13 years. I was reading this in context today, and I realized that God didn't speak to Abraham for 13 years. He got the promise when he initially, you know, he talked to him, and then 13 years later, God speaks to Abram again. Have you ever felt like God doesn't talk to you for a long time? Yeah. Has anybody ever felt like that? Am I the only one, please? No. Have you ever felt like you're knocking and God just, it's like he's sleeping? Yeah. Like you feel like in the boat where like God is knocked out and the storm is coming and the disciples are freaking out because they're going to drown. And they're like, "Jesus," and he's sleeping, right? And we judge God's character because he's sleeping, or we think he's sleeping. He's just resting. He's just chilling. He's God. He's in control. Remember, God is outside of time. 13 years to God is like 13 million years. Or 13 years, the Bible says that 10,000 years is like one day to God. Yeah. So what is 13 years to God? Nothing. Not even like a second. Yeah. So Abraham's over here freaking out, doing his thing, hooking up with his other wives. That is not Sarah. Sarah was barren. She couldn't have any kids. Yet, see, Sarah was from, she was an Israelite too. She was having babies with other ladies that weren't God's children. So he's like, what the heck am I gonna do? I'm almost 100 years old, sir. I've been waiting, I've been doing the right thing, and yet I'm getting old. Look, it says when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am Almighty God. What is I am Almighty God? He is I am. He is everything. He is your reward. He's what you need. He's what you lack. Walk before me and be what? Blameless. And I will make my covenant between me and you, and I will multiply you. What? Exceedingly. Then Abram fell to his face and God talked to him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be a father of many nations. No longer shall your name be Abram, but your name shall be Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you, and kings shall come from you. And I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you in their generations for an everlasting covenant. So God here is speaking to him one more time, 13 years later. And I was thinking, God, man, like, would I be patient to wait for you for 13 years? I mean, I'm just being real with you guys. Would you wait 13 years if God said, hey, girls, you're going to find your husband, a really cute one, but wait. And then you wait for 13 years? I mean, you say, yeah, right now. I know, I'm not saying you, sister, but you're speaking for the other girls right now. I've seen God promise a girl in church, like, man, God has somebody good for you. And then they end up rushing into something, and they end up, like, with some knucklehead. You know, and then they say, God, I thought he was, well, I told you to wait. You know, but we're here counting times. Boys, same thing. Can I talk to the boys for a little bit? Men, boys, listen, I was young. I'm 34 now. Can you believe that? 34. With three kids with a beautiful wife. But listen, I waited. There was times that I almost rushed into stuff. I almost asked like a girl to marry me, and I knew she wasn't the one. That was scary. And you know what my dad did? He pulled me into the room. He's like, what are you doing, fool? Like, he didn't call me a fool, but he did say dummy, like in Spanish. Tonto. Tonto is a fool. What are you doing? Tonto, what are you doing? Wait, you're young. You're gonna blow your ministry. You're going to blow what God has for you because you're being selfish and you want to marry this girl that's not even for you. Yeah. And I was there like, but dad. Like Shayla preached last week. Man, but all the cute girls at the church are gone. You know, they don't even exist at my church. They're all old and... Right? And I was honestly dating a girl that wasn't even like, she was like lukewarm, pulling me down, telling me that I was gonna be part of her ministry, and you know, and I was like, man, this is what I've been praying for. Not the lukewarm, but the ministry wife, you know. I'm glad my dad had the tenacity to pull me to the side and talk to me and be straight up with me. See, but a lot of times we like, man, but they're so, like, in love. But I feel like God is saying not, listen, if be obedient. If God is telling you to talk to one of your friends, talk to one of your friends. And make sure it's God, you know what I mean? Don't be like, well, I don't like her because she's cuter than me, so I'm going to go tell him that, he's, you know, she's not for him. That's just you being jealous and being a hater, you know? But listen, Abraham had the promise. Pay attention. Abraham had the promise. He could have just said, you know what? I give up, Lord. This is too long. 13 years. I haven't even heard from you. But listen, there's something in chapter 6, 15 that it says that Abraham believed. Everybody say believed. Believe. Let's go to that Psalm scripture, brother. Psalms, the one that, yeah, look, your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. Not believing in what God says is sinning. Right? Not believing in what God has promised over you and what his word says is sin. So listen, David says here, your word I have hidden in my heart. This is what Abraham did. He hid God's word in his heart. And every time the enemy would come and say, well, where's your descendants? Where's your kids at? Where's the promise that God gave you? He would just say, he'd just go to his heart where it was hidden, where the devil couldn't touch it, and he'd be like, all right, this is God's promise. This is what he said. And he would hide it again. For 13 years. You could talk about David. David got the calling to be a king when he was like 15 years old. He didn't become a king till way later. But yet he walked out as a king. He thought like a king. Amen? Can we continue? 13 years. Everybody say 13 years. 13 years. I wrote this down. Faith is used. Everybody say faith is used. Faith. When God is not speaking. Think about that. Faith is used when God is not speaking. It's easy to use our faith when God is speaking to us. Right? It's good for me to like believe that I have a wife because I have my wife now, right? Oh, baby, what's up? But when I didn't have a wife, it's hard to believe that my wife is coming because my wife isn't here yet. It's hard to pray for a job that we don't have yet. Like, we start praising God when we have the job. How about we start praising God when we don't have the job? It's hard to walk out when God has called you to sing or to preach or to evangelize or to whatever. Yet you're cleaning toilets and you're doing the little things. The Bible says that if you're faithful in the little, God will give you more, right? He'll put you in charge of a lot more. So listen, it's easy. What did I say again? Sorry, gotta see it. See, faith is used when God is. Faith is legit when God is not. We can use faith when God is not speaking. Think about it. 13 years, guys. 13 years. I really feel like God will hide stuff from us, and he won't share like the fullness of it to kind of test us out sometimes. Yeah. To see if we're like even worthy of. Well, I mean, we're worthy, but he wants to make sure, hey, can I entrust him with this? So sometimes we're like complaining, so you're like, I can't give it to you just yet because you're still complaining. Yeah. I can't give it to you just yet because you're still asking for it. Mm-hmm. Please. Andy, if you ask me one more time to get ice cream, I'm not gonna give it to you. And she's like, it's like she like goes to her room and she's like pacing because she wants ice cream so bad. I promised her I was gonna give her ice cream. I just didn't know, I didn't tell her when throughout the day. I said, hey, you're gonna get ice cream today. I just didn't tell her what time she was gonna get ice cream. Hey, you got to have lunch first. No, you said I was going to have ice cream. I said I was going to give you ice cream. I promise you, right? You got to have your lunch first. No, but you said. See? So we do that with God. Yeah. But you said. Yeah. But eat your broccoli, girl. Not you, bro. Eat your broccoli, girl. Eat your broccoli, boy. Who likes broccoli back here, girls? How about you guys? You know what's good? Cauliflower rice. Yeah. With cheese. It's fake rice. It is fake rice. With cheese, yeah. It tastes better. You hide the nastiness of the cauliflower. Broccoli, I could only eat broccoli cold. I can't eat it steamed. It makes me sick. You've never steamed broccoli and then the house stinks? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like I said, he likes tortas and rice. Me too, bro. That's carbs on carbs. Mom, man. Yeah, my mom makes that too, bro. So listen, guys. So there's some things we're talking about that God can't share with us. Because we're not ready. Yeah. We're just not ready. You haven't came through the test just yet. Listen, be faithful in the little. Look, I love this. When I was talking about time, God can wait it out.
Yeah.
He really can. He can afford to wait, man. He's God. He's God. We're over here tripping out like, God, come on. Like, I only got 30 more years and I'm going to be 50. I'll be 54, actually. 30? No, I'll be 64. Woo! God, I only have 20 more years. Listen, God could use an old man and he could use a young person. It all depends how faithful you are, for real. Come on, he used Abraham, who was 100 years old, to have a baby. Listen, God, you got to, man, God's seed is a lot powerful than my seed, you know what I mean? God's words are a lot powerful than my words, for sure. You're like, duh. That's why he could take Moses and, well, I can't speak. Well, listen, it's not your words, it's my words. Chill. Just do what I tell you, you know? And we continue. I'm almost done. Oh, it's 8 already. Remind me, Shayla, when it's 8:07. I'll be done around that time, so don't get too excited, all right? Woo! Man, I love this. The Bible says that God is the Ancient of Days. Man, he's got time. He's the beginning and the end. He's the Alpha and the Omega. I used to say he's the Alpha and Mega, but he's the Omega. Amen. Now check this. Let's go to Romans 4. And let's go to verse. Everybody say Romans 4. And let's go to verse 7. You guys ready? Yeah. I love when Pastor does this. He's like looking for something. He's like, thank you. Have you guys ever caught that? Thank you. Shayla, have you heard your dad do that? Oh, yeah, thank you. Verse 16, brother. It says this, therefore it is of faith that it might be according to grace, so that, actually go to 17. One more. Check this, who contrary to hope, and hope believed, this is talking about Abraham, so that he became the father of what? Many. Everybody say many. Many. According to what was spoken. What was spoken, guys? The word of God, God's promise. Yeah. When he speaks, it's done. Yeah. It's on us what we do with it. Amen? Yeah. He says, so shall your descendants be. Verse 19, and not being weak in faith. Everybody say, not being weak in faith. What is faith? Faith is what? Things that you cannot see. He's believing, right? He did not consider his own body. What was his body? 100 years old? Poor old man, right? No, not poor old man. God was touching his body. Already dead since he was about to be 100 years old. And then the deadness of Sarah's womb, he did not waver. Everybody say that he did not waver. What does waver mean? God says something, you're like, duh, well, God, but hey, boys, pay attention. I see you. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was what? Strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. So what was Abraham doing? 13 years God didn't speak to him. He had God's word hidden in his heart, and he would just strengthen himself with God's promise. But God said, and being fully, look, when you meditate in his word day and night, you're going to be fully convinced that what he had promised, what God had promised, he was also able to carry out, to perform, to complete. Amen. I feel this word is for somebody today. I'm telling you, you feel like, man, God is not performing. He's not going to complete what he said. God is saying, listen, I will complete what I started in your life. I promise. That's not my words. That's God's words. If you got a prophetic word at camp 10 years ago, 7 years ago, 5 years ago, listen, be patient. Continue doing what's good. You will reap the fruits of that. And therefore, it was accounted to him, Abraham, for righteousness. Let's go to the next scripture real quick. I'm almost done. 3 minutes, guys. Stay with me. Let's go to Romans 10:17. So then faith, what? How do I build my faith? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the what? The word of God. So listen, guys, Pastor Drew's been teaching this every Sunday. If you don't come Sunday, you're missing it. Tuning in to what? The frequency of God. When you listen to God's word, when you read God's word, when you're meditating in it day and night, when you're listening to worship music like Pastor Shayla was saying, listen, Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of who? Not your friends, not social media, not what your haters are saying, but what God is saying about you. Amen? Look, Psalms 119:105. Check this out. Your word is what? A lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Listen, a lot of people are walking around this world in darkness. They have no promises. They don't have anything to hold on to. The only thing they have to hold on to is what their friends are talking about them, the stuff that they see on TV. Well, I can't date anybody because then they're going to catfish me. You guys know what catfishing is? When a girl tells you hi online, she looks all good, and then you meet her, and then it looks like somebody else. You got catfished, you know? Listen, God is not going to catfish you. He gives you who he is. He tells you who he is, and you get what he tells you. Amen? Amen. When you meet God in heaven, you're not going to meet like this ogre. Like, it's going to be God in his fullness. Girls, I'm talking about you guys, right? Meeting, yeah, exactly. Amen. I was at work one day, and I was still working uniform patrol, and then sometimes we get to, like, talk to, we type to each other, like, through computer to computer. And I was working with my partner, Alex, and this is the cutest boy in the world. Have you met him? You'll say, yeah, he is. Green eyed. He's married now, girls, so he's off the charts. Sorry. But so this operator, the operators are known to flirt with cops. So they see some operator randomly, like at 4 in the morning, we're sleeping in our car, all uncomfortable, you know, and we get a message, boom. And like, oh, hey, good morning, guys. I'm like, good morning, who's this? Oh, this is operator 17, whatever, I don't know. She said her name. And then we're like, oh, okay, yeah, we're almost off. And then she's like, oh, yeah, I'm going on a date today. Wish me luck. I'm like, why is she telling us? Like, we don't even know this lady, you know? And then I was like, well, good luck. We'll be praying for you, you know? I was like, we'll be praying for you. Maybe he's your Prince Charming, right? And she's like, yeah, you got to kiss a lot of frogs before you get to your prince. Like, that's how girls think. Like, you got to kiss a lot of frogs to get to your prince. You don't, really. And then I had to get her because she was offending the boys. So I said, yeah, you have to slay a lot of dragons before you get to your princess. You hear me? Yeah, some of you are like, oh, I don't get it. Well, you get it later, right? Anywho, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Ephesians 5:6. I'm almost done. Two more scriptures. Huh? Okay, thanks. Okay, let me know when it's 8:10. It's like my snooze. It's my snooze button, sister. Pastor Drew shared this on Sunday, and this was so powerful. Let no one, everybody say no one, deceive you with empty words. Listen, what are empty words? Empty promises. Check this out. This was so powerful. I'm going to play something for you guys, so you guys got to be real quiet. You guys ready for this? Listen to this. I meditated on this all week, and I sent it to a bunch of my friends. Listen.
And before you're like, ooh, I'm fine, I'm fine. Now you're like, that's empty words, man. That's just a job talker, amen? It's just empty word. What happened? You have that in your heart, and the Holy Spirit springs it up and says, no. That's just talking. He's just talking. He talks that emptiness to everybody. He thinks everybody's fine. He don't even think everybody's fine. Can I get real with somebody? Yeah, he's just trying to get you. He just. You know what he wants.
That's the best. Listen, let no one deceive you with empty words. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Listen, don't just receive what anyone says. Empty words. Only receive what God is saying about you. God's promises are true. The Bible says that this earth and heavens will pass away, but his word will never pass away. Amen? That means that what I promise you, I could break my promise any day, but God's promises will never be broken. Amen? Go to John 6:63. And again, something that you missed on Sunday, if you weren't here. It is the Spirit who what? Gives life. The flesh profits. The words that I speak to you are what? Spirit, and they are life. Listen, Abraham caught a hold of this. He understood that his flesh profit nothing. Even if he was 100 years old, his flesh was going to profit nothing. But he understood that the words that God gave to him were life. And listen, literally, 99 years old, and God speaks to him. And a year later, those words that God spoke came to life. And here comes Isaac.
Meow! Meow!
Abraham and Sarah are probably tripping out, like, bro, you got to go buy some formula, girl, because I'm like, you know? Listen, whatever God speaks, young people, whatever God speaks to you guys, he means it. Don't associate, I don't know who this is for, don't associate God to your parents who let you down. Don't associate this to your uncles that verbally abuse you or emotionally abuse you. God is not like humans. God is the father to the orphan. Amen? He's a shoulder to cry on. He's a hope of glory. He's all we need. He's our sustenance. He's our I am. What does I am mean? Whatever you want it to be. What does I am mean? Whatever you want it to be. God, I need you. I am. I am your comfort. I am your hope. I am your husband. I am your love. I am your sweetheart. I am your father. I am everything. Who needs an I am today? For real, who needs an I am today? He is. God is whatever you want him to be. And he's here for you. He's here to touch you. He's here to comfort you. He's here to hug you. Amen? Man, isn't the word of God so good? Just close your eyes. Let me get like something in the background here, brother. I'm just going to pray really quick. We're just going to spend time with each other after. Whew. If this word was for you, if you were losing hope, man, I just encourage you. I don't need to pray for you. The word of God has already, the Bible says that the word of God is like a two-edged sword. And it pierces through all our emotions, our soul, and it separates the junk from what is true. Father, I thank you for every person in this place. I thank you for speaking to us. I thank you that your word is life. I thank you that your word is life. Last week when we were worshiping, I felt kind of bad because it was during worship, and then Shayla preached and she gave a word to Miranda, and I felt like I needed to share something, but I felt, no, it's not the time yet. And God brought it to remembrance today. And it's really a simple word. Sometimes, like, people try to add extras when God is just, like, a simple God. And Pastor Paul, last week when we were worshiping, I just heard God saying to you that he's going to finish what he started and that he's not done with you. I just continue to hear that over and over. I am not done with you. I will finish what I started. So I just want to encourage you today, Pastor Paul. Father, I thank you for every life in this place. I thank you for every family represented in this place. I thank you, Lord, that you speak to us with love and affection. And I just thank you that, man, your grace is so awesome and it's sufficient, Lord. I thank you that your mercies endure forever.